hearing agenda, referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2406, Monish Mahatra. Mr. Butler, what's your pleasure?
Oh, I have a few on this one. I know there's some commercial structures around it, as according to the map. But it looks like this side of the street is more residential. I would like to see if there is an HOA or any kind of stipulations put in place before we grant this. 9 cars is a lot of cars from what I see. They're parked all over the yard, they're in the driveway, they're everywhere. I do need to ride by this. I did not see the fence, so I will double check this fence. So one concern is the junk vehicles. If I was that neighbor, I would have a concern about that. How long are they going to be there? Are they going to be in the grass? Because grass is going to grow up around them. Stuff's, you know, they're going to leak fluid as they take parts off of them. I'm not quite sure if this is on city water or sewer. From the map that I saw, it looked like it was on standard septic. So would they have their own private wells? And as these cars leak fluid, that leaks into the ground. And I learned a very few hard lessons with brownfield sites on buying them. So I do not want to contaminate anybody's water, for sure. So I think all of these issues need to be looked into. That's what I have. What is it?
It is private. Well septic. It's all well septic.
I would definitely have an issue with if you pulled a radiator out of the car, where's the fluid going? If you pulled the oil pan off, where is the oil going to go? It's going to drip out of the motor. You have no choice in the matter. If you pull the rear end cover off or a transmission out, it's going to go on the ground. You know, so I do have those questions. And can staff find out if there's any stipulations on that development?
Yeah, we certainly can. The thing to do would be to just, if you want to discuss it more, just move to hold the record open for input from legal staff as to any recorded restrictions for this.
Yeah, the site plan does show a garage on site, so maybe they're planning to do the maintenance inside.
Right.
Once you take it apart, it's got to go somewhere.
Right. It's a little late for those questions. We should ask the applicant.
Good point. And I was trying to process the 9 cars in the driveway, so good point.
There was no opposition, so I don't think the cars have been a problem. If they screen the junk cars or the parts cars, that should solve that.
I didn't see any parts cars when I went by.
Right.
So, but that's just, I'm going to pay closer attention when I go by. So
in our conditions, we could address the requirement that they ensure that there's no contamination.
Yeah. Under county code, I believe you're only allowed 2 untagged vehicles anyway.
Well, you can add conditions for anything that you're concerned about. Just, I don't know how we'd get the answers to your questions.
Now,
yeah.
Good point, Mr. Mears.
For the covenant, we need legal input for that, so.
Yeah, and I will say, too, that there's, you know, and I hear both sides of this, obviously. And Mr. Wheatley and I talked about this generally, not this application specifically, about whether or not we should be putting businesses in subdivisions, you know. I mean, just on a general principle. But.
Well, like, there let me.
There's
yeah,
a, yeah,
that's
right.
The thing. I mean, we saw that one across the street.
And that comes from a very long-standing and consistent policy that the commission's had the entire time I've been on the commission. That we just don't do conditional uses in subdivisions. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that we can't or that we shouldn't in this case. But it's definitely interested in what the covenants say, if they even exist.
Yeah,
because a lot of these old subdivisions, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Now by the way, Mr. Whitehouse, this finally finally loaded after about 45 minutes. I would like to see if we could speed that up for me just a little. I was wanting to check to see, there were 13, there was a petition with 13 signatures.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what the wording of that was, what they were,
yeah,
they were testifying to.
I can get it.
I had it pulled up.
You know, because the problem is, well, with the IT stuff, the link that's being pushed out is to the whole entire packet. If you still go back and find the agenda, you got to go through a bunch of iterations. If you go back to the agenda, you can get all the individual items, but.
I can't find that. We need an instructional.
It's, yeah, it's got to be fixed.
We need a tutorial again, we probably, and I know they're working on it. They're working on a number of things to make these things go together again. It's coming, it's coming.
Do not have any objection to the change of land use from residential to conditional use and for Monish Mahorta to continue his current business at the address located at 14400 Collins Street, Milton. And that's the same one that everybody signed, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a standard letter.
That's fine.
Neighbors?
Yes.
That's typical.
Good thing, if, you know, we'll hold the record open if that's what you want to do to get the covenants, but in this case, that might, there may not be any because it's so old, and secondarily, they may have been waived because there's so many other, you know.
That's true.
Right.
But it's worth knowing, we should know.
I get that in this case.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we, it's an ironclad rule, but it's something we want to be very careful about doing if we're going to, do it. And as Mr. Butler pointed out, there's a number of things that need to be conditioned if we.
Right.
Several Collins Street, so yeah, they're local.
We approved.
Okay, as long as they're neighbors, yeah, okay.
You know, we approved like a little tiny convenience store inside of a mobile home community once.
Yeah.
That was for the neighbors, right? It'd been there for a long time.
Right.
This is a little different because it doesn't actually serve the property owners around it at all.
Right.
Right.
And there is a risk.
Unless they need to be transported by.
Well, that's true.
Right.
We all hope not to need that, but one day we'll probably.
I have no issues with the cars that are tagged. I'm just more worried about, you know, we're taking stuff apart. What is it thrown across the yard? I mean, there's going to be some conditions on that. I mean, by all rights, it's his property, and I would, even if they're registered to a business, as long as they're tagged, I mean, they're tagged.
But like to your point, you don't want to be a junkyard.
It needs to
be screened, and it needs to be properly managed. And as Mayor said, we can condition those things. And I think we need to do our due diligence on the covenants, if there are any. And if there aren't any, then I think we'll be.
Yeah, make them do all their repairs inside.
Yeah.
Where any spills would be trapped by the concrete and not get in the dirt and in the well.
Yeah, there are ways to do that. So
yep.
Yeah, I can only speak for myself of what I know, and we're industrial.
Yeah.
And when we take something apart, it's got to be taken apart inside. All the fluids have to be drained, and
right,
then it can go outside.
Drain and contain.
Right, exactly. Drain and contain.
Drain and contain.
So
yeah.
Are we leaving the record open to get the information on
yeah,
the HRA?
Yeah, I think if that's the motion.
Your motion, Mr.
The motion would be to hold the record, defer action, and hold the record open for receipt of information about any restrictive covenants governing this property and the proposed use.
That's my motion, sir.
I second that.
Okay. Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2406, Monish Mahorta. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use. Number 2361, Beach Fire Brewing Company, LLC.
I believe Mr. Robertson has a motion for me.
Yes, Mr. Collins passed down a motion that he'd like me to read, and his motion is that the commission move that it recommend approval of conditional use number 2361 for Beach Fire Brewing Company, LLC, for a food truck to operate for a period exceeding 3 days based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this is an application to allow a food truck or trailer serving pizza and food upon property leased by the applicant. Two, the site is zoned C1 general commercial, which permits various uses that are more intensive than what is proposed here, including full-scale restaurants. In addition, there are commercial uses on either side of this site and throughout the immediate area. This site is also across from the Revelation Microbrewery or Brew Pub, and this use will be accessory to that brew pub. The food truck will serve residents of the community, people on nearby bike trails, and patrons of the brew pub. Four, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, the community or area roadways. Five, no party spoke in opposition to the application. And six, this recommendation shall be subject to the following conditions, being A, the use shall be limited to a mobile or temporary food or beverage vendor. B, the use shall comply with all setback and parking requirements. C, the use shall not be permanently affixed or attached to the property. C, any trash containers associated with the use shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. The A, B, C, D, that was D. E, the use shall comply with any requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department regarding wastewater and grease discharges. The letters are all wrong on this, A, B, C, D, E. I think we're on F. The hours of operation shall be 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And G, a final site plan showing the location of the food truck shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I so move.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2361, Beach Fire Brewing Company, LLC, for the reasons with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item was conditional use number 2450, GGA Construction.
I have a little bit of a question about this. They mentioned at the very end that they're probably not going forward with their own office space there. So should they even be really applying for this until we know what is really?
Yeah, it's not unusual for for them for an investor to apply for a use like that.
Yep.
I noted that too, though.
I thought it was, you know, I thought they were going to use it themselves all the way up to the end.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to move to defer action on conditional use 2450 GGA Construction.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2450 GGA Construction. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2438, Robert Fry, Sandy Hill Acre LLC.
I'm going to make a motion to defer conditional use 2438, Robert Fry, Sandy Hill Acre LLC, and make the comment that the lady is one of our area's leading interior designers. She's outstanding.
I'll second that.
Right. Well, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2438, Robert Fry, Sandy Acre LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Mr. Whitehouse, any parting words of wisdom?
Not for me. There is an update being rolled, and we wanted to wait until after the meeting was complete before we roll any IT updates. Mm-hmm. So the issue on how you access the individual land use document and go to it individually, application by application, that will be rolled in the update that's being rolled in the next few days. But we can certainly put that on an agenda or put it on the end of the next agenda and just show you that update. It's actually quite exciting. So,
okay. I mean, can I? So just,
yeah.
I want to try to keep this as simple as possible. And I'm going to use my computer, and I know you can't see it, but the agenda with the links in it, can we not just push that out?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like this one, you know, because you all are getting the whole packet, which is going back to what we used to have.
And then when I see something, I got to remember what page I'm on because I got to go
the
way back.
But if we just push out this agenda, then you click on a thing and it takes you to all the, and then you can go to all documents and it takes you back to the land use document.
We could send you that link. We were.
Absolutely.
For a while, so it sounds like staff have stopped doing it and I need to fix that. So.
I actually think they sent that out earlier today or sometime earlier this week.
Okay.
This link was sent because I was
reading it. I've been using
link. Otherwise, I go through back door stuff.
Yeah, that's what I do is all back door stuff, and it's just
crazy that they changed that.
I go back to, I'm going to give my promotion on this for all staff. I'm going to say, and Jamie's heard me say it a bunch of times, you guys and all the staff, it's easy for you to go from behind inside the county system to find documents. You guys need to make a habit, and I'm not pointing you guys out, singling you out. The staff needs to make a habit of trying to access documents like these folks would or the public would, because it's a lot easier, I think, for you guys to find it because they're within your system than through the public interface with the website. You know, just you'll figure out how kind of clunky it is, honestly. I mean, it's super vastly improved, and I think part of it was we were in a good spot, and then IT changed some things, and we weren't in such a good spot anymore. So yeah,
there's some things where I've had to go through the land use docket.
Just make a habit of trying to do it like, you know, Joe Schmo would, to try to find something, you know.
Jamie, I have a learning question here for me. Is there any place in there that we can find, like, all that, like, we received all everything instead of it being read out every time in a meeting? Like all documents have been received?
So when we read them aloud, that's to summarize what we have. It works better that way than just say that there are this many documents in the record. We like to summarize them.
And that's less for you all than it is to get it in the record, so that if we're appealed, that statement's there.
Okay,
so, yeah.
I understand.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but we need to get it in for other reasons too.
And I got one last thing, Mr. Wheatley. Thank you for that moment of silence for Thomas Berry.
Absolutely.
What a great guy, and he'll be sorely missed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Yes, sir. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.